So we talked a little bit about definitions earlier. Specifically, when we're talking about direct potable reuse, this definition is taken from the Development Board's direct potable reuse resource document and says that direct potable reuse is the introduction of advanced treated reclaimed water either directly into the potable water system or into the raw water supply entering a drinking water treatment plant. And we could have a whole session on kind of terminology with reuse and where you draw the line between indirect and direct reuse, and you'll get a different answer from many different people. From a legal point of view, we talked about, or Lynn talked about it earlier, in terms of having to get a bed and banks permit and a water right. If you discharge into a water of the state, then it sort of becomes indirect reuse in the way you have to handle the ownership. But from a water quality point of view, there's a number of different issues in terms of protecting public health, and whether it's direct or indirect doesn't matter so much where you discharge it, but has to do with a lot of other issues. What value does, if you do discharge it, what value does that stream or reservoir, or if it's groundwater, have in terms of providing natural treatment or natural attenuation to that water, so that when you ultimately treat it for drinking water purposes, that it meets the Safe Drinking Water Act requirements and is safe to drink. So that's just a teaser. I'm not going to talk about that anymore, but what we're talking about now is water that's directly entering either into the raw water side of a drinking water plant or directly into the distribution system.